I need to comment or respond to a listener who sent me, this listener sent me continually abusive text messages, but this one says, Steve, your, and let me say, your show is ridiculous, Steve Austin. As soon as Robert Dow begins speaking in favour of QR, you cut him off to go to the news. What happened to balanced reporting? Well, let me try and explain. There is a thing called a computer, and at 9 o'clock, the computer will just take the studio. So if I leave Robert Dow to keep talking, you'll simply go like that. There is absolutely nothing I can do about it. I have no control over it. It simply happens. So to my dear listener who is continually abusive in his text messages, listen to my next guest, because you'll hear him say this.
I think it could have been fixed had they wanted to, and the unions had worked with us. We could have fixed the problem virtually straight away when the new timetable came in.
That's Queensland Rail's former Chief Operating Officer Kevin Wright, and you'll hear from him in just a moment.
Open House is back, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Saturday, October 7. But this time, you won't just see the inside of the ABC Brisbane studios. There's a virtual reality tour of the Play School set in Sydney. We're even shipping up some Southern Stars. Snap a selfie with Pip or Tim from ABC Me. And of course, your local TV and radio favourites will be scattered decoratively throughout the hallways. We're open wide, so come inside. It's Brisbane Open House time.
9 minutes past 9. Well, as mentioned, we're coming up to the 12-month mark for what became known as the rail fail, when the first wave of Queensland Rail trains were cancelled, when those 50 trains were cancelled just days before the opening of the Redcliffe Peninsula line. There was lots of fun to be had. You might remember the Moreton Bay Mayor had a special beard and wore historic clothing for the time. It was a time when everyone was glad the new rail line was open. But what it revealed was the massive shortfalls that were bubbling away behind the scenes. In the process of rail fail, and then the lead up to the setting of the Strawn inquiry looking at what went wrong, two key people in particular resigned. The head of QR, Helen Glewer, and Queensland Rail's chief operating officer, Kevin Wright. Kevin Wright resigned in the face of network problems as a result of driver shortages across the state's southeast. And Mr. Wright has never spoken publicly, to my best knowledge, about that particular time until now.
That's correct.
And,
yes.
And you and Helen Glewer received a fair bit of the public blame for this event. So I think, first of all, you feel that Helen Glewer has been treated unfairly. Tell me why.
I don't think Helen was treated unfairly. I think Helen was probably treated unfairly by the media, however. Helen did resign and took the blame for what happened, when realistically Helen was probably the best CEO the Queensland Rail has ever had, and she certainly wasn't to blame for what happened. In fact, she had approved the 100 new drivers, 100 new November of 1995. We were starting to train those guards and drivers, and we certainly did have workforce planning in place, and we're looking at how we'd address the upcoming requirements to make sure that we had enough train crew going forward.
So, well, see, this blew, didn't it, in December last year, December 2016, as a result of what was seen as a driver shortages across the railway network. Now, you acknowledge, as I understand it, that there was a driver shortage. Just speak to that for me.
Yes, well, we knew we were taking 12 months to train drivers, and one of the things that came out and was widely reported in the media, and also as a part of the report that was done into it, what happened was the report that had been commissioned, the INDEC report, as they call it,
yep,
to look at what was happening. That report was actually brought about by driver shortage looming and the training, taking 12 months to train drivers. We brought INDEC in for INDEC to look at our training area and tell us how we could better address the training needs of the organisation, and how we'd be able to shorten the training period and what resources we required to be able to streamline the training and have drivers and guards graduating out of schools a lot faster than they were.
Now, last year, I mean, you were aware that the time since the rail fail occurred last year, you note that the timetable changed, but the number of trains were exactly the same. What were the implications of that?
Well, off the top of my head now, 12 months later, there's about 209 actual physical train sets the Queensland Rail were using to operate. Some of those were in maintenance, the rest were in timetable. There was no physical time change to the number of trains to put into the new timetable, and no change to the number of drivers. There were some drivers that were tied up at the time teaching the people the new line or parts of the new line. Except for that, the train numbers were the same. Mm-hmm. It just altered the timetable and put some additional running in. If you look at how many drivers were short each day, and you look at the number of trains that were cancelled, it definitely tells you that something had changed in the way that the train crews were rostered.
Now, unbeknownst to you, I mean, you were chief operating officer, and unbeknownst to you, new rules had been put in. You were told to stay away from the IR. Other people in Queensland Rail would look after that. But they'd done things like added these infamous two brakes for train drivers, and even though you were the chief operating officer, you didn't even know they'd made these new rules.
I hadn't approved it. In fact, I was quite surprised because in Queensland Rail, nothing was approved without many signatures from executive managers and general managers within the organisation. And I certainly hadn't approved or signed any documentation to alter the current enterprise agreement.
What were the implications of that? What did that mean? What was the effect of that?
It completely changed the way you could roster train crew, the way that train crew would travel spare when they're going from one job to another. It meant that they couldn't be driving trains as long as they could previously without a break, which means you had to put other drivers and train crew in place to relieve them en route. So they couldn't go from, in a lot of cases, they couldn't go from one end of the corridor to the other end of the corridor without having another driver and guard relieve them.
So this would mean if you were driving a train from Ipswich to Caboolture, there'd need to be two, possibly even three driver changes to comply with the new union negotiated rules.
That's correct.
My guest is Kevin Wright. Kevin Wright was the chief operating officer for Queensland Rail, who resigned in December last year after network problems across QR. This is ABC Radio Brisbane. Mr. Wright has not spoken publicly before about this matter. Kevin, you were the chief operating officer. Now, and you had responsibility for these things, and changes were being made without even seeking your approval. Now, as I understand it, at one point you optimised the crew rosters to try and get the best out of the system, and you went to the minister's office and said, we have to go back to the old enterprise agreement. Who was the minister you went to?
I gave a number of different optimisations. We ran a few optimisations that gave different results by taking out different rules that have been put into the new rosters for the new timetable. We went back to the then acting chairman of Queensland Rail and also to the minister's office.
Who was the minister at that time?
Hinchcliffe.
Right. Stirling Hinchcliffe, thank you.
Stirling Hinchcliffe. And we actually gave them the results of those and the outcomes of what the optimisation told us, and it told us that we could have a lot more flexibility and a lot more train drivers available to run corridors if we went back to the enterprise agreement, which was the current enterprise agreement at that time.
So you said we have to go back to what's known as the old enterprise agreement, the one...
Well, it was the current. At that time, it was the current agreed enterprise agreement.
Okay. Now, this... I mean, we all know that what happened, that essentially the minister's office negotiated with the unions this new enterprise agreement, and the government made certain promises to them. What was the effect of the new agreement?
I'm not sure that the government actually negotiated the EA with them. I think that the EA was negotiated, or the changes to the EA have been dealt with by people within QR. However, it hadn't been relayed to the people it needed to be told to, one of those people being myself, of course.
Yes, as the Chief Operating Officer.
Yes.
Yeah. How do you feel about all that? Looking back on it now, Kevin, I mean, you copped a fair bit of public flak. How do you feel about that now, 12 months down the track?
I felt very frustrated because I knew what the answer was, and the answer wasn't coming out, that things don't just happen overnight. Of course, you change your timetable. If you've got X amount of trains and X amount of train crew, you still only have the same asset to run, and at the time, the timetable prior to the new timetable, we were actually sweating the asset then, so we're really using all the rolling stock, which you would be with the cost of a train, to its optimum at all times, and we're running that quite well with good on-time running. And then the new timetable comes in, no extra train sets, and we couldn't run it.
Where are we today?
Very frustrating.
Yes.
Very frustrating, because there were so many people within QR who actually knew how to fix the problem, but that wasn't going to happen at that time.
Are you telling me, what are you telling me? If there are people who knew how to fix the problem, what are you telling me? What's your view on how it ended up? I mean, the blame was that Helen Glewett took the fall and you had to resign.
I resigned because at the time they weren't going to go back to the existing enterprise agreement and go back to the standard rostering practices that were outlined in that enterprise agreement.
12 months down the track, what do you see today? You're not in the system anymore, but you have a good knowledge of the system. Here we are, we're racing towards the Commonwealth game. We have trains that aren't properly ready for service. We're furiously training drivers. There's still a question mark over whether we can hire drivers external of QR. Where are we today, Kevin Wright?
Well, I'm not keeping that close an eye on it, but I think they are doing improvements. They are trying. I think that what I can see now, the new CEO, and I haven't actually spoken to anybody, but the new CEO is certainly trying to get the Queensland Rail back on track again. I don't have any other details because I haven't been speaking to anybody within Queensland Rail, and I certainly don't know what's happening internally within that organisation.
Are we ever going to have enough trains on the track? I mean, we're furiously trying to get new trains into the system. Is there anything you can say about the bringing in of these new trains?
I think that the new trains will come in. I think once they get the first one on the track, that it'll happen quite rapidly after that. I've been, over my career, both in New South Wales and Queensland, I've been involved with a lot of commissioning of new trains. There's always teething problems at the front end of new trains, but once you get round those and on top of the teething problems, I think the rollouts accelerate fairly well once you get the first train on track.
Do you think we'll have the trains and the drivers we need by the Commonwealth Games next year?
I would imagine the efforts that Queensland Rail and the government are putting towards that, I would imagine they would have, yes.
Kevin, you were asked to resign after the Christmas disruptions 12 months ago. And that you
would. No, I actually resigned.
Okay, you resigned.
I don't think
you got a severance payout. I mean, you actually, I think you'd been at Queensland Rail for over 15 years from memory, or perhaps a bit longer.
I had been a bit longer than 15 years in two different periods of time, yes.
Did you ever get a severance payout or any sort of.
No. I actually retired. I retired.
You didn't think that was unfair? Such a period of service, normally there'd be some sort of financial acknowledgement of your service.
Yes. I don't actually believe, especially at my age, I was 68, I certainly don't believe in paying people out when they should be retiring.
Okay. Looking back, how do you feel about the whole affair, the failure at Christmas time, the Strawn inquiry and the aftermath of the recommendations being rolled out?
Personally, after spending 52 years in the rail industry, it wasn't a good way to retire. And I certainly, I think it could have been fixed had they wanted to, and the unions had worked with us. We could have fixed the problem virtually straight away when the new timetable came in.
Kevin Wright, you copped a bit of flack around this time 12 months ago in the media. Your service in New South Wales was spoken of in unflattering terms. How do you regard that?
Well, that was certainly incorrect. In fact, when I resigned from New South Wales Railways, they asked me to stay on and be the lead executive in the upcoming major event that they had, which was the World Youth Day in Sydney. I stayed on before I came up to Queensland and saw that managed and saw that through and ran the special event. And after I resigned from New South Wales and came to Queensland, I was awarded the Australian Public Service Medal for service to the rail industry of New South Wales.
You feel fairly wounded about the way you're portrayed in the media, don't you?
Yes. I think that I was a scapegoat for something that could have been fixed had the right people taken action to listen to how it could have been put back on track again.
Who were the right people who should have taken action?
Well, I see it as government.
Down the track, how do you feel about the whole process?
I think, as I said earlier, it's a shame that what's a good way for me to retire. However, I've put that behind myself now.
Kevin Wright, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Kevin Wright is the former Chief Operating Officer for Queensland Rail, speaking for the first time, nearly 12 months down the track from the time when the system almost came grinding to a halt.
I'm Sarah McKee.